Good morning. It's 8:55 a.m. on Sunday, January the 8th, 2017. It's about 18 degrees. It's the first morning, anyway. It's been into double digits, and I really don't know. Here in Greeley, over the last couple of days, it's been as low as minus 44. Everything that could freeze froze. Very little has thawed since. These sidewalks are an abomination. Not yesterday, but the day before, we had 6 or 8 inches of snow. So I did get my walk in by walking behind a shovel, or in this case, behind a snowblower. I did get a workout. Let's just leave it at that. I need to do something about upper body and core strength, because while the walking helps legs and a certain extent breathing, I need to do something about upper body and core. I suppose that means I need to do a bunch of planks and some crunches and some push-ups. This guy apparently cleared his walk before the last of the snow. Is just a half an inch of crust on it. It's just enough to make it awkward walking. And by comparison, here's somebody who, I think he must have had a snowblower. I see little wheel tracks along the edges. So yesterday was the first day I've done 3 hours of work on the book. I like the book. I like the way the book is going. I think it's closer to the end than I think. Oh, footprints. Somebody has one of those, has a pair of those chain things for their boots. There's a little X marked. What are they called? Yeti tracks or something. I don't know if it helps or not. I'm getting a workout. My back was kind of giving me spasms before I left, and I was wondering if I was doing the right thing. Clearly I am, because while there's still a little hint of a muscle issue back there, I'm going to walk in the street. There's still a little muscle. Or I drank too much coffee yesterday, and it's my kidney saying, "Dude, you need to drink more water." Which is possible. But I got 3 hours in yesterday. I tend to get 3 hours in today. I'm working through the story, because I think it took a left turn it shouldn't have. Now, maybe I just need to finish the story the way it's going. But I have this odd feeling. Whoa. Almost lost that. This sidewalk is nice and clear. This I like. So I started a new meditation. I think I talked about this before. I started a new meditation routine on depression. And I don't know if it's helping or not. It's helping with mindfulness. It's helping with adding a little head space, which is what I'm supposed to do, so that I'm not always struggling for what am I supposed to be doing. It helps me be in the moment, not thinking ahead to the moment beyond, and then losing track of what it is I'm supposed to be doing now. So I've noticed things like, I still go into the next room and forget what I've gone for, and I have to go back to where I was to remember. And that's definitely a mindfulness issue. That's definitely a... short-term memory thing. It's definitely an ADHD thing. But I'm not doing it as often, I don't think. I used to do it like 17 times a day. I'm doing it less frequently now. Generally because I take a minute to stop and think about where I'm going and why I'm going to do it, particularly if I have to go through a door. I read some research. I can't find it at the moment, but I read some research about doors and how they reset your brain. which is why you go into the next room and you can't think of what you're doing because your brain got reset when you came through the door. Wow. I'm getting a workout. It's been a few days and I'm feeling it. Of course, the walking on just an inch of snow, it's sort of like walking in not quite wet sand. It's not solid, and yet there's a little bit of resistance. Okay, here's a guy with a shovel. Holy crap, what a long bunch of path to shovel. This guy uses a snowblower on the post. And I'm glad he did, because I've had a cup of coffee. I need some food. What I had for food last night wasn't quality. It wasn't good stuff. I need to get some breakfast. I need to get a grocery run in. I've got some chores to do around the house. I'm working toward reclaiming the office space that I rebuilt with the booth in it, which is now covered in all sorts of crap. It's become the junk room. I need to have it be my office again. I need to use that space. I also need to clear out the computer parts cabinet. It's gotten 3 or 4 generations out of date in terms of stuff that's in there. There's memory chips that won't work on any computer anymore. There's cables and cords, software I can't load. So I told the wife I would go through, and I've put it in my journal, and I've put it forward like 5 days now. And I would go through and weed a little bit. And I gotta get my 3 hours in on the book. Because 3 hours will lead to 4 hours, would lead to 5 hours, which would be good. I need to find the end of this story. And it could be that I'm closer than I think. I've been aiming at 100,000 words. I don't know that I have 40,000 words left on the story the way it's going. But another 20,000 certainly, and maybe even more. That would take it into 85,000 words, which is longer than quarter share. And yeah, I'm sure people will complain because it's too short, but I could be 200,000 words if people would complain it's too short, so I'm going to get too bent. If I'm going to do four books this year, I can't do four 200,000 word books. All right, here I am, northbound. Last leg. I can do this. Wow, what a struggle. Sun's burning through. Some of the clouds are burning off. I guess it's some of the lower clouds have either moved off or burned off or whatever. Maybe into the 20s by now. Jesus. I got the woolies. I got the hooded fleece. I got the parka. I'm actually warm enough, other than this hoodie has a problem with scooping cold air in beside my face. So I've been practicing my mindfulness. Basically, when I go into a room, I look around and see if there's something that needs doing. Now, so far, I've just done that with areas like, you know, kitchen, living room, bedroom. So if the bed's not made, I make it. If there are dishes on the counter, I take care of them. After dinner, after every meal, actually, I do the dishes and then put them away so that they're not in the drainer, which is what I usually used to do, is stack them up until after supper and then spend a half an hour cleaning the kitchen up and then leaving them stacked in the sink until the next day, when generally I take the pots out of the strainer and put them back on the stove and use them again. The mindfulness exercise. It means I take 2 minutes to pick up the mess and take care of it before I go back to whatever it was I was doing. And it's been quite useful. It's been quite relaxing in terms of my ability to focus. And speaking of focus, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.